All right, this episode of the podcast is brought to you guys by Ballsy. If you guys are trying to not smell like shit, you know, in your downstairs area, then go to Ballsy's website and use code Liberty to get 15% off. You support us, you support them, you support the podcast. I already said that. And you know,
your balls smell good.
Yeah.
They smell great.
You have great smelling balls.
And it feels good too, guys.
It does feel good. When you massage the nut rub in, not going to lie, good feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good when you touch your balls, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it feels good most of the day, too. You know what I mean?
It does. That's the thing about, like, the nut rub, for example. No lie, dude. That shit lasts all day.
It's comfortable.
It is. It's comfortable. It lasts all day. But, yeah, support us. Support Ballsy. Go to Ballsy's website. Use code Liberty at checkout for 15% off. If you love us, if you love America, if you love yourself, if you love your significant other, then buy them Ballsy products, whether it's the ball wash, the nut rub, sack spray. Make it happen. Anyway, all right, so
here we are.
Earlier today, Sacco was advocating for the removal of anyone who recognizes themselves as a member of the LGBT community.
Did not say that.
Who do you see as the successor to the Roman Empire in the modern world?
In the modern world? Holy fuck. Wow. That's a good shot in the dark right there. Fucking, successor to the Roman Empire. Fucking. So, should we go, like, more fucking and take it to, like, America's most like it right now? Or should we go to, like,
it's up to you.
The people in Italy or something like that.
Who is the Roman Empire's political successor?
Okay.
Because, I mean, ethnically, it's obviously the Italians. It's the Italians and it's the Greeks.
Right.
But I don't mean ethnically. I mean, not even culturally. Politically. Who is the...
As a whole or just a single person?
No, not a person. I'm like a nation state.
Oh, a nation?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say now it's probably us, right? It's got to be us. But I'd say at one point, even before us, more so than us, because there was actually empires going on, was the British Empire.
You think the British Empire was the successor to the Roman Empire?
Because they didn't do it in a way the Romans did. You know what I mean? Because they had colonies all over the fucking place, and they didn't expand land right next to themselves because they were an island.
I guess France wouldn't let them.
Right. France.
Hold on. Why do you think the United States is the current incarnate or the current political successor to the Romans?
Just because, one, they're the most similar to them, their political system and their military and stuff like that is all in almost an exact replica of Rome and combined with Greece and other nations that we looked at, Britain and stuff like that as well. But just mirroring it to that, we copied so much from them because they did it so well. And we're the dominant force in the world, and we're the trendsetters politically and culturally and stuff like that. So that's
fair.
You know?
That's fair. You know something awesome I read the other day?
Mm-hmm.
So, I view the Greeks as the successors to the Romans. Because the Greeks are the Romans.
Yeah, okay.
We've
talked about this before.
Yeah. So, in 1926 or something, early 1900s, the Greek military took back an island from the Turks. I'm trying to remember what island it was. I want to say Lesbos. I don't think it was. I don't know. One of them. Lesbos, fucking Lemnos, Naxos. You know, one of the Oses.
Lesbos is the one that, that's where, like, the word lesbians
comes from. Yeah, because there was an all-female society that used to live there. But so, when the Greek military showed up at this island, the Turks had already kind of bailed because they weren't trying to fight at this point. So, they ended up getting out of there. And the Greeks showed up, and a bunch of locals, like, ran to the town square in this town. And these kids were staring at the Greek soldiers. And one of the Greek soldiers said, you know, what are you looking at? And the kid said to him, oh, we wanted to see what the Hellenes looked like.
Yeah.
And the Greek responded, and for those of you who don't know, Hellene is the actual word for a Greek. Like, that's what they call themselves. Mm-hmm. Greek comes from the Latin Graecia, which the Romans called them, and that's why we call them Greeks today. But, like, the name of their country is Eladia, and their citizens are called Hellenes. But the soldier responded to him, you are a Hellene. And the kid said, no, I'm not. I'm a Roman. And this was in, like, 1926.
Damn.
Because that, they had, that cultural identifier was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from 146 BC, when the Romans conquered Greece. The destruction of Corinth.
Yeah.
And Greece came fully under Roman control. That fucking culture stayed there till 1926. And there are still people in Greece. There are still people in Greece today that identify as, what is it, Romanoi?
Yeah, Romanoi, yeah.
Which is literally just Greek for Roman.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that, I don't know. I feel like people like to shit on the Greeks because their economy's kind of a mess and their government sucks. But I'm like, some tough people, man. There are some tough people, and they are the heirs to an incredible society.
I know. It makes me sad, man, that they're kind of fucking in the dumps, too. Fucking. Same with Italy. I mean, Italy's not as much of a political mess as Greece is. No. But,
Well, they've also, they put themselves in that position to be a political mess on purpose after Mussolini.
Yeah.
They made it so anyone that got elected to office literally only had 1 year in power.
Yeah.
After Mussolini. To try to avoid that situation again. And I'm like, guys, that's not how you have a stable government.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Although, that's how the Romans did it. The Roman consuls, they got elected every year.
Mm-hmm. They could be reelected, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, in Italy, they can be reelected today.
Mm.
I think it was just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Because it was the city of Rome.
Yeah.
Not the country of Italy.
Right. Right. Silly, though. But yeah, it's sad. These powerful, like, ancient nations are now kind of just these little tourist countries, you know what I mean? But yeah, a lot of those people still have that great passion in them, and they're very proud people and very nationalistic, and a lot of people don't think about that, but they really are. I don't know. If they could embody that into their government and their society and stuff like that, they could probably become powerful once again, you know what I mean? They could fucking... Not that they wouldn't retake land, which I would love. I think that'd be awesome, but...
I don't know, if you piss the Greeks off, and if the Turks were to attack the Greeks, I could see the Greeks being like, you know what, let's take Constantinople.
Rally and freaking take over.
Oh my god. And the Greeks could easily probably get, like, the Bulgarians or the Serbs, right. Some of the other Balkan states.
Right, take over the
allied
Balkans.
Allied to go into it.
Get Macedonia in there and stuff.
Well, Macedonia's still in Greece.
Well, part of it's not.
Are you talking about that country that calls itself Macedonia?
No, but is there a country that calls itself? I didn't even know that.
They did, and Greece's government was like, fuck
I think
you.
That some of the northern part of Macedonia, because it was, you know, fucking
I don't know, pull up a map of ancient Greece.
Have I'm pretty sure part of Macedonia is part of either Turkey or is it Bulgaria that's right above there as well, too?
Bulgaria is not right above Greece. They're a little bit above the Turkish part. Osaka, those are some nice pictures you got there.
Yeah, some tatties.
Ooh, boobies.
Boobies. We all love the boobies.
But yeah, there was a country. I'm trying to remember what the hell their actual name is. Yeah, so hold on. You got... Ancient Greece. You look up a map of ancient Greece?
Yes. Okay. So.
Yeah, no, that Macedonia is in modern Greece today.
I guess it is all in part. I was thinking it took up more part of
not
here,
really.
where like Thrace is and stuff that.
Thrace and what is it, Pannonia?
Yes, Pannonia.
And what is
Illyria.
That? Illyria, which is, what is that now?
That's like Croatia and those peoples.
Right
across the Adriatic from Italy.
Yes.
Yeah. But ye.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they're a forgotten people in the modern world. The Greeks, like, I feel like they're underappreciated, and like, I feel like they almost get looked down upon by other cultures because, like, the Greeks get studied as ancients, and like, no one ever gives a shit about what happened to them after I mean, all you really learn about is the ancient Greece, and then you hit the Roman Empire. You know what I mean? You don't even learn about, like, oh, Greece under the Roman Empire. It's just, oh, Greece got taken over by Rome, and now we're going to study Rome. Yeah. And it's like the Greeks did stuff for a long time.
Yeah. Not even that, it's just like, when you say, like, people don't think of them like that today, it's like, they don't, and it's like, they think of it as just like, oh, they're just people in Greece, they're not the Greeks. It's
the
like,
Greeks.
They are the Greeks.
The descendants of Sparta, of the Spartans and the Athenians.
They still are the descendants of the Spartans and the Athenians.
And Alexander the Great. And Leonidas and his brave 300.
Excellent movie. Fantastic.
Speaking of another country that's like kind of a mess nowadays compared to what it once was. Dude, Persia?
Yeah?
It's fucking Iran now. Iran's a fucking dump.
Iraq, the whole Middle East is fucking Persia at one point. Everything.
Well, yeah, but I mean like, the heartland of Persia is Iran now.
Iran, yeah.
Because, I mean, the Persians are still there. They're still majority Persian. It's not like Iran is Arabic. They're Persians.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now they're all Islamic for the most part. There's still a little bit of Zoroastrianism. Mm-hmm. Their original faith is still present. Same with my faith, the Greek faith. Hellenism is still present in ancient Greece. Obviously, it was present in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
In modern Greece,
mm-hmm.
there's still followers of the old gods in ancient Greece.
Just cool. That's fucking awesome, you know?
Yeah. It's growing, too.
Keep the culture going, you know?
But I feel like there are a lot of... Egypt, dude. Look at ancient Egypt. You think ancient Egypt, you think of a powerhouse.
Man. Yeah.
Think of Egypt today. What the fuck? You don't think of anything. It's just like, they're just like a random country.
Yeah.
Like, fuck happened, man?
A bunch of gypsies and traders running through the streets, right? That's what I think of when I think of Egypt. I don't know why I think that. It's probably not like that. But...
what happened to the pharaohs, man?
Yeah, right?
Ugh.
They got destroyed by the Persians. That's what happened.
Oh, they did, yeah. They did.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, they did, right? They did. Yeah.
And there were still pharaohs after that and stuff like that.
But they were the kings. They were the Persian leaders. They just took the title of pharaoh.
Right.
The Shah of mm-hmm. Iran. Right? No, not the Shah. That came later. Or no, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Shah means king of kings.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool that, like, in Iran today, the leader is called the Shah of Iran?
That's pretty cool.
It means the king of Iran.
That's awesome.
If I was the leader of Iran, I would take back the title Shah, and be like, king of kings and a god of gods. I'd be like, holy shit!
Of course, someone would step in out and be like, calm down, motherfucker.
And then he'd just have them executed.
Yeah.
Let's get him!
They have total power over there. I don't know about their...
They're a totalitarian state.
Yeah.
Like, they say they're a republic, but it's like... not really. No. Like, it's like... you know, you're not actually a republic. You have the semblance of a republic masking a dictator. Did you... start Supernova in the East?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, we talked a little bit about it, right?
We've talked about it before. It's great.
It's incredible.
I just finished the first episode of that one. So, I'm talking about Dan Carlin's podcast, Hardcore History. Fantastic. Highly recommend it. But, yeah, what were you going to say about that?
Isn't it crazy that the Japanese went from being such a powerful culture and people and nation to look at them now? They're like, they're just the island of Japan. Their military is nothing like it used to be.
technically, they're not even legitimately an organized military.
Yeah, they're like a Japanese defense force.
Because we did the same thing that we did to Germany that didn't last after... Or I think it did last, actually, after World War II. We said to Japan, like, you're not allowed to have an active military anymore.
No, that was after World War I we did that to the Germans. World War II, we rebuilt their military because we wanted the German... We wanted Western Germany to have a military because Soviet East Germany...
Oh, okay, yeah.
...had the, what is it, the Volksmacht or some shit, like the People's Army or some bullshit like that.
Yeah. But anyway, we did that to the Japanese after World War II.
Yeah, we... And, yeah.
And technically, I believe their standing armed forces, whatever they are technically still, like...
It's illegal for them to fight anywhere but on Japanese soil.
What do they call themselves, though? They're something like...
Japanese Defense Force.
They're, like, guards to the... Not that there's an emperor, but, like, emperor or, like, or president or something like
Prime
that.
Prime Minister, whatever the... I don't know, like, the actual title is.
Right. I think it's something along those lines.
The Prime Minister, but I don't think that's what their title is. Do they still have an emperor? They did for a long time, but I remember hearing something about
that. I don't know if
their emperor stepped down last year.
Oh, really?
And, like, ended the line of emperors. Not gonna lie, part of me, if I was Japanese, I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. That'd be like, I mean, like, if I was British and the Queen was like, no, there's no more royalty, I'd be like, well, fuck that shit.
I'd be like, bro, we're the British Empire, baby. Like...
Keep that bloodline going. Keep fucking your cousins. I don't give a damn.
I don't know, man. There's still, like... You know what I thought was cool? So, you know the Japanese flag from World War II, right?
Yeah, with the... Like, it looks like the sun.
The sun rays are coming out of it, though.
Yeah.
So, after World War II, that flag was done. They got rid of that flag, and they just went to the one with the rising sun. That's it. There's no rays coming off of it. I also read recently that, like, that rising sun with the sun rays coming out of it in Asia is viewed like how in the Western world, how the swastika is.
Wow.
Yeah. Whereas we don't associate it with that, which is bizarre because we fucking fought them.
Yeah.
But the Japanese military... so China's been, like... pushing Japan a lot, like, in terms of trade stuff in the seas and expanding its influence. The Japanese military changed its flag back to the sun with the rays again.
Recently?
Yeah, like, within the last 2 years. And I was like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh my god, the Japanese are about to roll again. Kamikazes. Banda! I'm not trying to fight in Japanese people.
What was that? Christ. Do you remember... Kamikaze was like a... Was it a people or a territory or something like that?
Huh?
Where the word comes from?
It means divine wind.
That's what it is. Yeah. I mean,
divine wind in Japanese, and it's the gods. It's the gods' actions is kamikaze, the divine wind.
Yeah.
And
save them in that big naval battle versus China.
Yeah, fucking twice.
Yeah.
Twice, which I don't know about you, but that's the type of shit where it's like... I think that is the gods looking out for them, right? Nature steps in to stop your country from being conquered. Like, it's like how during the War of 1812, two tornadoes hit British troops in parts of the United States where tornadoes don't happen. Ever.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, like, little pussy tornadoes. I mean, like, huge tornadoes that, like, destroy buildings and kill people.
Yeah.
Two of them hit British troops, the British military, during the War of 1812. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Some crazy shit, man.
That's
like,
pretty nuts.
There's some crazy things out there
Those phenomenons that are just like, you can't freaking explain, like, how they happened or why it happened. And it's just like, there's something there, man. You know, it's just... That's one of the reasons why I can't just accept these people that are like, there's nothing there, there's no God, there's no... supernatural forces. I'm like, no. You see all this stuff, man? Explain this. Explain that. You can't. Can't do it. You can't explain it all.
Nope. I love when people use science to try to disprove religion or faith. And I'm like, you ever think maybe science is just a way of explaining and understanding what the gods are doing?
You know what yeah.
I mean? this is what causes lightning. Like, so there's no Zeus. And I'm like, well, what? Like, just get that. All that does is show, like, how lightning happens.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean, like, what, all you're doing is showing, like, literally the physical, physical properties of the things that the gods are doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. You could definitely look at it that way. I love it just because it just throws a bone into them and be like, hey, they're making this happen.
Shit's getting real. I meant to have the fan coming out up top to blow some of the smoke.
The fan.
We're not drinking tonight, but I am having another one of the big dog cigars. And again, cheap cigar. Solid though. Definitely a solid cigar for the price.
I'm having a Victor Sinclair Speciales. The S at the end of it.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of dope. It has the Eastern Roman Empire's eagle.
Yep. Love eagles.
I love eagles too. Saw a video the other day. This guy and his kid were fishing, and there was a bald eagle flying around. And the kid caught a fish, and the bald eagle was flying. Kid threw the fish up in the air. The bald eagle caught it. Oh, I saw
that video. It's fantastic.
I was like, holy shit. Pretty cool, man. Crazy. Bald eagles are awesome.
Yeah. Huge freaking birds.
A lot bigger than people think they are.
Yeah.
People think it's like, it's like the size of like a fucking, you know, like a massive pigeon. And it's like, nah.
No, man. They're like,
that thing picks up small kids.
Like, that thing's like a, it's like a turkey with like 6 foot wingspan.
it's what people think of pterodactyls when they watch Jurassic Park. It's like, that's what a eagle is, or a condor.
Yeah, freaking, you know what's fucking awesome? I don't know if any freaking, eagles are used for symbols all around the world. Like, we used the bald eagle as soon as we saw one, we were like, that's going on everything.
Yeah, fucking like, Franklin wanted the turkey.
We're like, all right, Franklin, you're drunk and old. Go sit down over there. But, like, Rome and tons of places in Europe use the golden eagle as their thing. Places, the golden eagle is all over Europe and Asia.
Are you advocating the use of the imperial eagle?
Yes.
The Nazis use the imperial eagle.
So the Romans? Same kind of eagle.
Yeah, very similar.
And
again, the Nazis just tried to copy everything from the Romans.
Nah, that's true.
Bunch of stupid Germans.
I wonder if anybody in, sorry if I make you lose your thought. In South America, though, used the harpy eagle for everything, because that thing is freaking huge. That's the one. That thing is mad. That's the biggest predatory bird in the world.
Is it bigger than a condor?
Yeah, well, a condor doesn't. A condor is like it's like a vulture, right?
I don't know. I'm not a wildlife expert, which may be a surprise to you.
A condor, like that eats dead animals that are already. They're already dead when they find
it. Does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, the harpy eagle is like this massive falcon that I couldn't tell you exactly offhand how big their talons are, but they're huge. And they eat
monkeys. Does it have large what?
They eat monkeys. They fly
monkeys.
They fly through trees, grab monkeys out of trees, and fly away with them.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to see that.
It's insane.
I saw a video the other day from India. It was a really nice house. It was a security cam. Their dog's asleep outside, like on the steps. And a leopard walks in.
Oh, jeez.
And attacks the dog.
Yeah.
And it, like, bites the dog. And the dog wakes up, obviously.
Yeah.
And, like, panicked, bites back just because it's, like, fuck. And bites the leopard, and it definitely, like, took the leopard by surprise, because the leopard, like, jumps back, and it's like, oh, shit.
Mm.
And the dog, like, gets up, and, like, you can tell it's, like, trying to, like, gather itself, and it, like, runs, like, a couple feet, and then looks around and sees the leopard, and the fucking dog takes off.
Yeah.
And the leopard runs after it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I really hope that dog didn't just get fucking ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
So I looked up the story. Dog got away.
Really?
Minor injuries. The dog got out of there.
That's awesome.
I was like, it's a good doggo right there. Oh, speaking of good doggos, let's talk about that fucking dog that took out Al Baghdadi. I don't think we talked about that.
Oh, yeah, there was a dog in there.
Yeah, dude. Story. The last episode, we talked about Baghdadi, and we didn't give a shout-out to the pup.
Yeah. I haven't heard the whole story on the pup. I just know there was a dog involved in the
operation. He got hurt. He chased Baghdadi in, and Baghdadi blew himself up. And the dog got hurt, too, but they said the dog's okay.
Oh, that's good.
Dog's going to be at the White House next week.
That's fantastic.
Going to get a medal.
That's freaking great. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love dogs. Freaking awesome.
They're incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other day, my brother, he hit me up, and he works for Natural Resources in Barnstable down the Cape.
Is your brother an anarchist?
I don't really know if he's just angry when he says shit like that, but he doesn't like the government.
You should get him to vote for the Libertarian Party.
Probably could. I think he voted for Gary Johnson last election.
Good.
I'm pretty sure. But he was like, yeah, there's this dog at the pound, and it's like, I don't understand how this fucking happens. I mean. And he was like, it's going to get put down in a couple of days. He was like, it's a great dog. It gets along with other dogs. It's, he was like, it used to be a service dog to, like, comfort people, but it's too anxious or something like that. So they, like, it just ended up in the pound somehow. And it's been here long enough and that, like, no one's taking it, so they're going to put it down. I was like, that's freaking retarded.
You use the R word.
It's stupid. I was like, why the hell do you gotta freaking put down the damn dog? Like, so I was like, you know what? Fuck that. And I was like, I think they found a shelter for it, but I was like, man, if they don't find a shelter for it, I'll just take the dog, even if I just foster it for a while and try and find someone to take it. Like,
so are you about to end up with another dog?
I might end up with another dog.
Jesus.
We'll see. But like,
you afford that?
Yeah, I can afford it. I'll make it work. I mean, it's better than letting the thing die.
Maddie will just eat less.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Not enough food for you. Come here, baby.
Hey, come here.
You feed the dog like steak?
Yeah. Oh. But yeah. Yeah, that sucks. I hate hearing about stuff like that.
It's horrible, man.
Yeah.
Fucking these sweet animals that will love you unconditionally.
Yeah.
People don't want them. Fuckers.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I remember. Did you hear about that Democratic representative in Congress who resigned because pictures came out of her naked with smoking weed and shit?
She resigned?
Yeah. I don't know why she resigned. Kind of stupid. And then the media was going after her because she has an iron cross tattooed, I think, right here on her abdomen. You know what the iron cross is, right?
Yeah.
And the media made it out like she was a Nazi because she had an iron cross tattooed on her. I was like, the iron cross is my whole time in the military, I had an iron cross on my uniform.
Yeah.
It's just a military emblem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they literally, a Nazi era tattoo. And I was like, so I had Nazi paraphernalia on my U.S. military uniform for 6 years? Like, every soldier in the U.S. military? It's like, not, I was like, Nazi, what the fuck? It's just an iron cross. It's just it's a medal.
I don't think she could resign. I mean, it's up to her. Maybe she couldn't handle, like, whatever was going to come at her. But I don't think people would have gave her that much shit, especially because she's left-wing.
It would have just blown over eventually.
But, I mean, she didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think so.
You know? Freaking, I got some naked pictures out there. All right, well, someone found them. They're going to be out for, like, 2 days, and then we'll cover up every single one, get rid of them on the internet, because they're yours, and you can freaking say that people can't have these. And,
yeah, but you can never get rid of them, really. Yeah, once they're on the internet, man.
True. Someone will have them, but it's just like, Yeah, you know, I'm a person. I fucked up. Well, what are you going to do about it?
I don't like it when politicians resign because of shit, like, in the media. I'm like, no. I'm like, you get voted out of office, man. Like, if your constituents actually have a problem with something you did, they're not going to vote for you. You know what I mean? Like, what is this about, like, the media just kicks shit up?
It's not even just politicians. It's almost every profession now this happens. And it's just like, what's it going to be in a few years? You can just dig up whatever dirt you want on somebody to be like, yep, we're going to keep digging up dirt, or this dirt we have here is going to destroy your career. So, pack it on up and get out of here.
Some bullshit, man.
It's stupid.
Someday that footage of you fucking that tree is gonna come out.
Hey, man. She was a nice tree.
Do you remember a teacher got arrested for fucking a mailbox?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
I think he's all right now. I don't really know.
Anybody who went to the Aggie who's listening to this, you know who the fuck we're talking about. Actually, we can say his name. Why not?
No, that's not.
No?
All
right, big bald guy.
Big bald guy.
Worked with trees.
But, I think he's all right now. I mean, I don't know. I don't think he ever got jail time or anything like that. But he got fired. He got fined for public indecency exposure. And, I think he just fucking went and got help because he was probably on drugs or something like that when that happened. And I think
he was a great guy.
I think he works for some tree company somewhere now or something like that. But
he was a good dude.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
I always liked him.
Yeah, I never had a problem with him.
That was a good teacher.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed his class. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Fucking mailboxes and stuff.
Fucking mailboxes, man.
Do some fucked up shit.
You ever had sex with an inanimate object? Anything.
Honestly, I don't think I have. No. Fucking.
Do you think ancient people did that? What do you think they would find to have sex with? Probably like a fruit or something like that?
I don't know. Other people, probably?
No, you said an inanimate object.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Do you think fucking ancient peoples had inanimate objects that they would just have sex with if they couldn't find something to fuck?
Well, I mean, dildos are like easy as shit. They're dildos in ancient.
Yeah, home. Yeah. I'm talking about like, the guy. Or they just rape somebody.
I don't know. I feel like finding sex as a guy in the ancient world was a lot easier. Yeah, it's
probably really easy.
Also, prostitution wasn't stigmatized.
No,
you could just go pay a prostitute. Speaking of that, we should legalize prostitution.
I think we talked about this with some of the girls a while ago. And
on the podcast? Did this get talked about on the speakeasy?
It might have got talked about on the speakeasy. Maybe an unpublished speakeasy or something like that.
Word.
They talked about this. I was listening to the radio the other day. They were talking about something like this. And, hey, you know, why not? Fucking, as long as it's like, I don't want it to be fucking sex trafficking, you know? I'm not about that. I'm not saying that should happen. And, like, people, but that's, like, the big thing that comes up with prostitution. It's like, all these girls are sex traffickers. Like, okay, but what if they weren't? What if they're just willing participants that just want to sell themselves for
sex? What
if
it's a completely consensual transaction of goods?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think there is either.
I don't think I'd do it myself, but I mean, if anybody wants to, fucking go ahead. There's nothing wrong with that.
You think you'd have success as a prostitute?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? I think anybody could have sex as a prostitute if they wanted to.
Wait, what? I said success.
Success?
As a prostitute.
Yeah. I think most people could have success as a prostitute if they wanted to.
You'd have
to.
A lot of guys.
There would be a lot of guys.
A lot of guys would be trying to fuck you.
Yeah. I think you could fucking, I mean, you could sell yourself any way you wanted, though, right? You can say no. It's your your business.
Sell yourself to older women.
Yeah.
Old, lonely women. Be all about it. You're like, I work with wood. You listen to the Kirk Manan show yet?
No. I've listened to a few episodes.
you need to listen to multiple episodes in a row so you can start to get the inside jokes. Because the show is fucking hilarious. But if you just listen to a random episode here and there, it won't be funny. Okay. You won't get it. Like, almost the entire show is an inside joke. Mm-hmm. Like, the characters and stuff on it, I'm telling you, just listen to a few episodes. Listen to all the episodes from 1 week.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you'll find yourself starting to crack up. Because a lot of it really is inside jokes where you need to understand everyone's personalities and the things they do and the weird shit that makes them them.
I'll check it out.
I listen to it every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. And that's the other thing, too. Dude, they put out an episode every fucking day. An average length is like 2 hours.
Damn.
It's great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. And to do an episode every goddamn day. Yeah. Every day, 2 hour episodes. That's legit. Yeah,
it's like,
man.
It's basically like a radio show.
Yeah. Fucking Jerry's working on getting a podcast going too.
Oh, I'll listen to that.
And I think it's gonna be like a heavily political too.
Oh, that'd be
I'm
fantastic.
All about it. I just wanna hear Jerry again, man. I miss that.
I miss Jerry. Yeah. I was really sad when I found out that was over.
They make fun of Jerry so much on Kirk's show. Yeah, I know. But like in a loving way.
Yeah.
Like there's one story they would tell him where when they were on when it was Dennis and Callahan still, and Dennis and Callahan with Kirk Minahan. they were like trying to gain a sponsorship with Duncan. Mm-hmm. And so John Dennis kept like pushing Duncan shit, like obviously.
Yeah.
And Kirk and Jerry didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And Dennis kept trying to get Jerry to eat these munchkins. Like, oh, he just man. Kept trying to get him to do it. And Kirk was telling the story, and he's like, and Jerry finally snapped and was like, "Get him away from me, Dino. The munchkins are garbage." Yeah. And like, and then Duncan canceled the sponsorship.
That is fantastic.
I love when Jerry's yelling. That's and getting funny. Angry. It's like funny, the best man. Thing in the world.
You know what's better than munchkins?
What, cider donuts?
Well, yeah, obviously. Dew drops.
What?
They're the honeydew version of munchkins.
I don't think I've ever had them.
No. I just think honeydew donuts, they're actual donuts.
Oh, honeydew's better than Dunkin'.
Way better.
Honeydew's a much better fucking product.
They're delicious.
Product.
Those donuts are freaking awesome.
I had some apple cider donuts from Roche Brothers the other day.
Yeah.
They make them themselves in the bakery. Yeah. Great. Not Honey Pot Hills.
No, I'm sure they're not that
but
good.
But for, you know, grocery store bakery, mm-hmm. great. Delicious, yeah. man.
I got some from Market Basket the other day.
Delicious, right?
They were awesome.
God, the apple cider donuts are...
I love them. I like them both, but I like them... I like the plain ones better as opposed to the cinnamon ones covered.
I mean, I'll eat either of them.
I'll eat either of them too, but I do like the plain ones better. But yeah, they're always the best when you get them from one of the apple orchards.
Oh, yeah, because they're fresh. They're like, they're so super fresh. Good. And yeah, they're on a whole nother level.
Yeah. Freaking, I feel like apple orchards in the Northeast here are just like another freaking level. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Like,
did you go apple picking this year?
I didn't go. Amanda and Madison went. Brought some apples home and stuff like that.
Where'd they go?
Honeypot. No, I don't think they went there because they didn't school. They probably went to there's an orchard in Rentham. They probably went. I think it's called the Big Apple or something.
Speaking of, actually, not speaking of anything. Just speaking of the things that are in my brain. We need to start making beer.
We do. We do need to start making some beer.
Like, legitimately.
Soon enough. We'll put one together. At some point. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing Sunday? I'm not saying we're going to make the beer Sunday, but, like, even, like, Sunday, like, the Patron Sunday night.
Yeah.
I get out at 5 from work. What are you doing Sunday night?
Watching the Pats.
Right, but before that,
you're
chilling.
You're just chilling.
Do you want to actually, like, I can come over. I mean, you can actually research it.
Sure.
Find out what we need to do and what we need to have to actually make it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because I really, really want to make.
Yeah.
Some beer.
Yeah,
and we could do different flavors and stuff.
It's fairly simple. to simple
practice. Is it?
Yeah.
Because like, I know, thing is, I'm confident with it, one, because I think it is relatively simple, but I also know that you've made wine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think it's a bit more complicated than wine.
Is it? Okay.
But it's not. It's not hard.
We need hops. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you buy hops? Can you buy hops at, like, Stop and Shop?
I don't think so. You can buy hops a lot of places, though, or you can order it. You need hops and barley and
wheat,
different grains you can put in there and stuff like that. Just depends on
a blend. Can we not make any IPAs?
Please. No, I don't want to make an IPA.
Fucking IPAs. I want lagers and pilsners and fucking porters.
Yeah.
Show that. Real fucking beer.
Yeah.
Not fucking bullshit hipster crap. Jesus. The closest thing to an IPA that I'm going to drink is a Sam 76. That's not an IPA. It's just, it's a hoppy Sam. Mm-hmm. That's all it really is.
There are some IPAs I've come around to. It's just this, IPAs are big, again, in New England and New York and stuff like that.
Especially craft breweries and stuff like
they're
that.
They're extremely popular in this region, and there's so many of them that there's so, that like, now that there's so many of them, there's so many crap ones, and there's always more bad ones than there is good ones. But there are some good ones out there that I've come around to that are actually decent. But most of the time, I go for a Stella or a Porter or something like that, or like a Red Ale or something.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we could have some great names for our different brews.
Yeah.
Different, like, revolutionary figures, different, like, events and stuff, like...
Yeah, man, that'd be good.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. That'd be dope.
Woodhull Ale. Right? Fucking...
That'd be awesome.
Sons of Liberty Porter.
Definitely. Do Sons of Liberty Porter.
So it'll be Sons of Liberty Brewing.
Right? Yeah.
New Sons of Liberty Brewing.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it, man.
Hell yeah.
We can design our own labels and whatnot, too.
Mm. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
It's a process.
I know that. It's a process. I'm saying, like, let's brew first. Figure out what we got to do. Brew. And then we can start working on labels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sell it.
Yes.
I don't mean big batches. I just mean, like...
Yeah, here and there.
I really, really want to do that. We've been talking about it for a while, too.
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a long time. Since we started the podcast, pretty much.
We wanted to do the Speakeasy Brewing, which is a great name. We're definitely going to have a Speakeasy Ale.
We should. Yeah. We should. Definitely without should. Without
a doubt. Speakeasy, whatever. Not necessarily an ale, but you know what I mean.
Whatever it is.
A lager, kid.
Yeah. You should make a mead.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I don't think I'm going to drink it, but...
Fucking, that stuff was good.
Yeah, you were all about it.
It was fantastic.
A man who was slugging it.
Yeah.
You were like, that's not a beer. And she was like, what?
Call it the Ragnarok mead or something like
that. That'd be great.
Right?
Ragnar's brew.
Yeah.
Odin's eye.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's do it. Let's start brewing shit, bro. I'm trying to do this. But yeah, Sunday, do you want to...
We can
do some research and see what we actually need.
Yep.
Things like that.
Yep, I'm down.
What are you doing during the day on Sunday? Not during the day, but like at 5. What are you going to be doing?
At 5, what am I going to be doing? I don't fucking know. I got a fucking ton of shit to do on Sunday, probably, that I can't think of right now. I have to do some shit around the house. Recover in the morning from our Halloween party.
Any chance you come get me?
From where?
From work.
Oh.
My truck's gonna be in the shop. I'm dropping it off tomorrow.
Possibly.
You don't have to. I'm just throwing it out.
We'll see.
If you're around.
I might make one of these, other hooligans get you that doesn't have a child running around the house.
This is also true. Oh. Shit.
Just shit, man.
Shit. I hate work. I want to hit the lottery so bad so I can just never worry about anything again.
It sucks. I wish we all had farms still. Because then, you know, you'd work a lot more, but you'd be right there in front of your family and kids the whole time. And you'd really care about it because it's your land
and it's your stuff.
Yeah. Like. It's right in front of you there.
I'm telling you, when I have my own place, I'm having a huge garden. Like a huge garden.
I still got to get one.
I built my girlfriend a garden.
Did you?
It's nice. Like, literally. We went to, Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yeah.
Bought a bunch of pressure-treated wood and whatnot.
Yep.
With the black paper, whatever, the black stuff. Soil, everything like that. Put it together.
Nice.
She got her backyard. Mm-hmm. Now she always
What's she growing there? What she got?
Tomatoes, parsley, paprika, oregano, a bunch of shit. Like, all cooking stuff.
Nice.
Which is great.
Yeah, nice spices there. Fresh spices are great to put in stuff. It just tastes so good.
I'm with you.
All that stuff's great. Friggin'. It must have been amazing being in Europe and all that stuff came over.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Because they have all this bland food forever.
You wonder why they were like, all right, wipe out the indigenous peoples and take their stuff. Like, they were eating fucking gruel, and then someone brought over cacao and...
tomatoes.
Sugar cane and tomatoes. And they were like, oh my God.
They're like, this stuff
is You wouldn't great. Massacre a village for sugar?
Right.
If you didn't have sugar... Or tomatoes.
They went in there.
And tobacco.
They're like, we're taking this stuff. We were like, we need this.
The Indians were like, nah. And then we fought a war. Well,
some of them were like, nah. Some of them were like, give us those thunder sticks and you can have some. They're like, all right, there you go. If we're going to have a few guns.
Oh, that's another name for one of our beers. Thunder stick.
Thunder stick.
Just had like a musket on it as the logo. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm like really excited about brewing.
Yeah.
Like super excited, man. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take that long to make beer, right? It's not like wine where you have to let it sit there
for
months and like...
I think that there's still a fermentation process.
Right, but it's not.
I bet you it takes about... The whole fermentation probably takes 3 weeks to a month or something like that. And then probably... transfer it over a couple times, bottle it. I don't know, maybe a month and a half. I'm not too sure. That's my guess. I'll say a month and a half is my guess.
If that's the case, we should make, when we do it, we should do multiple flavors and from the start. Mm-hmm. That way we have, because it's going to take a while, that way we can have a few different ones right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, we'll be able to know what tasted good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It won't be like, oh, we spent a month and a half and we wasted it because now we have a beer that doesn't taste good.
It'll
be like, oh, okay, this one wasn't that good.
Yeah.
This one was great. That one's an IPA, so we're never making it again. You know, go from there.
Sounds good to me.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. What else is going on? Any good stories to talk about?
Okay, I do have one. So I ran into a woman the other day while I was going around profiling trees and signing stuff up to get removed on this power line circuit or whatever. And, I talked to her neighbor, and this is hilarious. She goes, hey, if your crews come by anything, like, be careful on that guy. He's fucking crazy. She literally said this to me. She's like, write that on your paperwork. So I did. I was like, woman next door says the neighbor is fucking crazy. Be careful around him. And she was like, yeah, he beats his girlfriend or whatever. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, damn. I was like, okay.
Someone should shoot him.
I was like,
I'm not advocating violence.
I was like, yeah, he had a crazy eye to him, but I didn't think he was that freaking
nuts. Crazy eye? Crazy eyes killer?
Yeah. No, that guy's cool.
You my Caucasian?
But,
we ain't coup d'etat?
Anyway, I was asking her about, there's like a condo place next door that also had like a, there's like a daycare service.
Sorry.
And, she was like, yeah, like the daycare service is nice next door and stuff. And she was like, there's also a bunch of houses back there. And she was telling me, so this is fucked up. So the town has a big conservation commission, and they'll designate a bunch of lands in the town as conservation, and once they're designated conservation land, basically they can never be developed. They're just there. They're going to be woods forever, which is right. good, yeah, right?
That's not a bad thing, especially if a town's already developed.
Right.
It's like you don't need to be knocking down the last bit of woods you got.
So the town, when they put in these new condos, they said a certain amount of these condos need to be the affordable housing. Because we need to advocate to people of all
income brackets, whatever.
Brackets or whatever. So the town said, oh, it's okay in this case to take up whatever chunk of conservation land we need for this affordable income housing. I was like, that's fucked up. I was like,
so fucking stupid.
I was like, that is ridiculous. Are you kidding me? So you signed a paper 1 year saying, oh, we promise this land will be conservation land, and then however many years later, it's like, no. We need affordable housing so we can let poor people into the town. It's like, no. How about you don't do that?
Like, that's the type of thing that I feel like there should be a town vote on.
Yeah. And
direct democracy.
I don't think there is. I think that comes down from state legislation over the towns.
That is fucking insane. Oh my god.
I think that's nuts.
Government overreach.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears? Government overreach. New Sons of Liberty. Let's start a revolution.
Yeah, man. Put these people. Crazy bastards.
That's fucking absurd, though.
Isn't it?
Like, what the fuck? It makes me sad. Like, what? Come on, man. Jesus.
It's terrible. Especially in a blue state that's all supposedly all about freaking environmentalism. Apparently they're more about making sure poor people have a place to live in every town.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you know, some towns just are too rich for poor people to live in.
It's like, they're going to find a place to live where they can afford it. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to... Stupid.
Random interjection.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to our listeners again, because we gained a new country today.
We did.
So, again, the majority of our listeners are obviously in the United States. Again, we have listeners in Britain, Sweden, Georgia, Israel. What else we got? Italy.
France.
France is in there. And we gained... Ethiopia.
So whoever's in Ethiopia, thank you.
Yeah. The Ethiopes? Ethiopians.
Ethiopians,
yes. Ethiopians, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Please join the Sons of Liberty.
Absolutely. Join the Sons of Liberty. I'm sure you guys have plenty of things over there to rise up and rebel about or stand up for your rights.
Whatever they may be in that country.
Yes. I mean, whatever country you're in.
Yes. Don't ever let yourself be trod on by the rich and the powerful and the elite and the politicians.
Like, yes.
Stand up for yourself no matter the cost.
Yeah. Yeah, the elite and powerful politicians are trending on me right now. They're trying to freaking take my money.
Saw that. 3 years later, hey, you still owe us tax money.
Freaking.
You should appeal it.
I'm definitely going to appeal it. It's not much. It's like $65 or something like that.
But it's the principle of it.
It's the principle of it.
Because if you pay it, who's to say they're not going to send you another thing being like, hey, you owe us this much.
And this is the bullshit from that year. So, like, that year I got fucked. For whatever reason, when my taxes switch over, I got out of college. I wasn't in school anymore. And I was supposed to shift into a different bracket or something like that of what's taxed out of my check. So I actually had to pay at the end of the year, and I had to pay a decent sum to the state.
That sucks.
It was terrible, and I was so mad.
When you're, like, excited about getting a tax return, it turns out you owe money?
And you owe money.
It's like, fuck.
And
Doesn't that make you enraged, though? All year, you've been seeing just money getting taken out of your check, and then at the end of the year, they're like, hey, you owe us more money.
It's just, it sucks, man. And it, but anyway, in addition to that, now 3 years later, they're saying, oh, we need more money from you that year because we didn't realize this and that, and you, yeah.
It's sad that
you didn't. Based on your income, you need, we need this much more money from you or something like that. And it's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, it's been 3 years and you're sending me that. You want $65 from 3 years ago? Are you out of your mind?
It's insane. It's insane. Definitely appeal it, dude.
No, I'm going to appeal that shit.
I don't let them run you down.
No.
Well, for an impromptu podcast, it's pretty good.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
As long as we give the people something. Stand up for your rights.
Yeah, and you guys got to have something to listen to.
You do.
Especially, man, getting through the day. It's nice to have something that you can rely on and listen to and just enjoy. And,
yes.
You know, but, yeah, you want to call it?
Let's call it.
I don't know, just about an hour. Shorter podcast, you know. Last one wasn't super long either, but hey, it's an hour long. You get an hour's you listening.
Get something, you know?
And
we'll have more coming up on the beer, and we'll...
And we are working on shirts or hoodies or beanies, stuff like that. That is in the works.
And we're going to, I think an effort moving forward, we'll get some more historical stuff in there, because...
Yeah, just like different historical things. Like today we wanted to hit Greece and Rome a little bit, which we did. And not that we weren't crazy in depth on it, but we just, you know, went into a little bit. I'm thinking guests moving forward again too.
Yeah, let's do some guests.
If we can.
Yes.
That'll be fun. Especially we need some people to come on here and yell at us. But
I'm down.
But yeah. So until next time, guys, thanks for listening, and always stand up for your rights, and don't get taken advantage of.
Absolutely.
Join the revolution. Fuck Carl.